Hello everyone, just wanted to remind you to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are people who might try to deceive you into sharing sensitive information. Remember, no one from StreamGlobe will ever ask you for codes or numbers for any reason. If someone does, they're impersonators trying to scam you. Please report such numbers to WhatsApp and your group admins immediately. Also, if you get any unsolicited messages from someone in your StreamGlobe WhatsApp group, don't worry. Just report the person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to contact you again, and WhatsApp will take action to prevent this from happening to others. Let's stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share StreamGlobe devotionals with your contacts. Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Repentance. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Acts 3 verse 19. Acts 3 verse 19 reads, Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. I have just read from the King James Version. Mrs. Anderson was so sickened by what she called modern Christianity that she was now convinced the word modern had no good connotation. She'd had experiences with many professing Christians who had no integrity. There was one man who she found to be completely morally bankrupt. She was shocked to later find out that this man was a deacon in a church. It got to a point that it was hard for Mrs. Anderson to believe that anyone who recently became born again was truly saved. Today, there are many professing Christians who have no Christian character, they only have the language and the motions. But also know that every day, there are people who are genuinely becoming born again. I have noticed that one thing missing in today's generation of Christians is true repentance. It appears many Christians have accepted a gospel that excludes repentance of sins. They only preach that people should believe, and they fail to realize that repentance is a sign of true faith in Christ Jesus. A man who has not repented from his sin would go back to his sins as soon as he finds the opportunity. Sin is the reason Satan has power over people. Jesus came to save us from our sins. Sometimes, true repentance may also involve making restitution. We shall discuss this next time. As you go into today, remember that repentance is a sign of true faith in Christ Jesus. When a person repents, he acknowledges his sins and turns away from them. Prayer: Thank the Lord for making you a Christian. Ask the Lord to make you an example to others. Our yearly Bible reading plan shall be taken from 1 Corinthians 5-6. This Bible reading plan is continuous. So, if, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. 1 Corinthians 5-6.
It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that even pagans do not tolerate. A man has his father's wife and you are proud? Shouldn't you rather have gone into mourning and have put out of your fellowship the man who has been doing this? For my part, even though I am not physically present, I am with you in spirit. As one who is present with you in this way, I have already passed judgment in the name of our Lord Jesus on the one who has been doing this. So when you are assembled, and I am with you in spirit, and the power of our Lord Jesus is present, hand this man over to Satan for the destruction of the sinful nature, so that his spirit may be saved on the day of our Lord. Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast, so that you may be a new unleavened batch, as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the festival, not with the old bread leavened with malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the people of this world who are immoral, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters. In that case, you would have to leave this world. But now I am writing to you that you must not associate with any who claim to be fellow believers, but are sexually immoral or greedy, idolaters or slanderers, drunkards or swindlers. With such persons, do not even eat. What business is it of mine to judge those outside the church? Are you not to judge those inside? God will judge those outside. Expel the wicked person from among you. If any of you has a dispute with another, do you dare to take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the Lord's people? Or do you not know that the Lord's people will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of this life? Therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, do you ask for a ruling from those whose way of life is scorned in the church? I say this to shame you. Is it possible that there is nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers? But instead, one brother goes to law against another, and this in front of unbelievers. The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers and sisters. Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor practicing homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
I have the right to do anything.
You say, but not everything is beneficial.
I have the right to do anything.
But I will not be mastered by anything. You say, food for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy them both. The body, however, is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never! Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh. But whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins people commit are outside their bodies, but those who sin sexually sin against their own bodies. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.